This is part two of the two-part special for Godzilla, King of the Monsters. We are celebrating its upcoming release on May 30th. And the best way to celebrate the new Godzilla movie is to give you part two. And today we are going to cover my top 10 recommended movies for those who are not familiar with the Godzilla franchise. And before we get to my top 10 list, there's a couple of things I want to go over first before we get into that. Now, to talk about Godzilla, the movies, the whole franchise all around, I wanted to cover a little bit about the four different eras of Godzilla movies that have been released so far. Basically, these four eras have, you know, many different Godzilla movies under each umbrella. And each of these four eras are called as follows: the Showa era, the Heisei era, Millennium era, and the Reiwa era. All of these eras are basically named after each rule of the many Japanese emperors. Except for the Millennium, that was still under technically Heisei era. But anyways, the first era of Godzilla movies is called the Showa era. That starts at 1954, starting with the first Godzilla movie, all the way to 1975, ending with Terror of Mechagodzilla. And the second era, the Heisei era, technically started at 1985, starting with the Return of Godzilla or Godzilla 1985, and ending in the year of 1995 with Godzilla vs. Destoroyah. And the third era of Godzilla movies started in 1999 and ended in 2004. And the movie that started off the Millennium era was Godzilla Millennium. And it ended with Godzilla Final Wars. And then the current era, which is the Reiwa era, started in 2014, starting with the American Godzilla movie 2014, that released in 2014, sorry for being redundant. And then it's still ongoing as we still speak to present time. And it's still going to continue on with the upcoming Godzilla King of the Monsters. And then next year, Godzilla vs. Kong. So those are the four different eras. To briefly describe each era, I could tell you that the Showa era, which, you know, started it all, it's definitely the most diverse, one of the most diverse eras in Godzilla history. And you know, it started pretty dark and somber and serious, and then it kind of ended on a, you know, lighter, more fun note. The only reason why the Showa era ended was, you know, the franchise was getting pretty stale at that point, and they were not making a profit. And Terror of Mechagodzilla, even though it was a solid movie, it still did not do a very solid performance. So it was getting, Japanese audiences were getting pretty bored with the franchise. But, you know, so the era took a 10-year difference. The Showa era took a 10-year but 10-year hiatus, and restarted again 10 years later, or 9 years later, with the release of Godzilla 1985. And the Heisei era had pretty much one continuous story, starting from really Godzilla vs. Biollante all the way through Godzilla vs. Destroyer. Six or seven movies in that era. And then that ended at 1995 with the death of Godzilla in Godzilla vs. Destroyer. And the next era, Millennium, started in 1999, mainly in response to the terrible critical and audience backlash against the Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie that came out in 1998, directed by Roland Emmerich. A lot of Godzilla fans and moviegoers in general, and also critics, pretty much lambasted Godzilla 98. And to kind of be a palate cleanser, the new era of Godzilla movies started with Godzilla 2000 or Godzilla Millennium, and continued on for another 5 or 6 years until Godzilla Final Wars, which was an homage to Godzilla, or an homage to Destroy All Monsters, and they threw a lot of monsters in that movie. And then another 10-year hiatus, and it started up again with the Reiwa era, beginning with Godzilla, just playing Godzilla, directed by Gareth Edwards, and that came out in 2014, and it's still continuing on today as we speak. And the list of Reiwa era movies, it's pretty short at the moment. There's only been 3 movies in this era, starting with, of course, Godzilla 2014, Kong Skull Island, which is part of that universe, and then on the Japanese side, Shin Godzilla, or New Godzilla, or Godzilla Resurgence, as some would call it. That's not part of the current continuity of American films. And again, as I mentioned earlier, it's continuing on with Godzilla King of the Monsters coming out in a couple of days, and next year's Godzilla versus Kong. So anyhow, moving on. So that was my brief overview of the 4 different eras of Godzilla movie. And if you have a question about, well, where should I begin in order to get refreshed or get caught up with before the new Godzilla movie comes out, you can just simply watch Godzilla 2014 and Kong Skull Island, and just watch those 2 movies, and you're pretty much caught up with the current franchise and the current cinematic continuity. So pretty simple, easy peasy. So just start with those 2 movies to begin your Godzilla journey. And pretty much later on, in a couple of minutes, I'll get into the my top 10 favorite or recommended Godzilla movies, which I think are really good. And if you want to explore the franchise in all of its different, diverse filmmaking and visions, I think you'll enjoy the recommendations I have. Before we get into that, let me mention some of my favorite monsters other than Godzilla. First and foremost, my favorite non-Godzilla monster or enemy is King Ghidorah, the 3-headed monster. And he's a golden dragon, shoots gravity beams that look like lightning bolts from his mouth. He can fly. He's definitely one of the tallest kaiju in the entire franchise. And right after him is Mechagodzilla, the 1974 version. And man, he's just a walking arsenal. He shoots laser beams out of his eyes, energy bolts from his chest, missile toes, missile fingers, missiles from the mouth. He's a force field, and he's just armed to the brim with alien military technology. And whenever he fires off all those weapons, it's a sight to behold. And then third favorite monster is probably Anguirus. He's in a spiky ankylosaur, looks like a giant turtle, but I don't know. He's kind of the ultimate underdog in my eyes. And, you know, he's kind of cute in a way. And I'm referring to the Anguirus in the Showa era from, 1955 on, some sporadic appearances here and there. But yeah, and Anguirus is also Godzilla's first ever opponent in the franchise too, so I got to give him that spot. But there are some other monsters too that I like. There's Mothra, Rodan, and you might hear some music in the background too, so I didn't want to be totally silent in the background while I'm talking. Hopefully it's not too distracting, but I hope it gives an extra extra ear candy for you. But hold on just one sec. Okay, sorry about that. Now, I think it's about high time we get into my list of favorite Godzilla movies. And before I get into my top 10 recommendations, I have four movies that are honorable mentions that I have to mention before we get into the heart of the matter. First, I'm going to name four. And first on the list is Destroy All Monsters from 1968. Or is it 69? No, it was probably 68. But anyways, this movie was basically the Avengers of its day, because it was the first time that movie audiences have seen ever seen all of the major Toho monsters gather on one screen. And basically, it's about aliens that are trying to take over the world, and they have control over all of the major monsters of the Toho universe. And of course, eventually, they get freed from the control, and there's a big old monster brawl at the end. It's not in my top 10 mainly because it's there's kind of a heavy human story to it that. Really, the monsters only appear in it about for just 10 or 20 minutes total. So, you know, that's why I didn't put it in my list. It was kind of slow and plodding after rewatching it a couple of times. As a kid, I didn't mind. But for some reason now, I feel like I have less patience for the human drama. And I just wanted to see more action. Maybe I'm just getting old and senile. I don't know. Second honorable mention, Godzilla vs. Biollante. It's a great story overall, solid Godzilla movie. The action is pretty good, especially during the military scene. Some of the best military versus Godzilla in any franchise. Interesting monster design for Biollante, a giant plant-ish thing, monster with tentacles. And the action is good between the monsters, but, you know, it's kind of held back by the slower story elements, which have some pretty interesting ideas, ideas against genetic testing and all that. And I don't know. I mean, it has potential as far as message is concerned, but, you know, overall, it's an interesting movie, and it's not for everyone. So if you're ever curious, it's still available on digital platforms to buy, and it's probably still on Blu-ray to purchase as well. Third might be a little controversial. I went with Godzilla 1985 or Return of Godzilla from 1984. It's the same movie. It's basically Godzilla being evil again, and he makes his return. It ignores all of the other Showa movies that were before. It's a direct sequel to the Godzilla 1954 movie, and has a lot of great action and special effects in it. And just for that, it should be mentioned that you know, it shouldn't be skipped. It has a pretty good serious tone to it if you watch the Japanese version. The American version kind of has the same treatment as the 54 version. They inserted some extra scenes filmed on the American side. And it has a very strong Cold War mood or theme to it. And, you know, it's a sign of its time. And it's darker than all some of the other Godzilla movies. And if you're ever curious about it, I do recommend, if it's a good, it's a good watch if you are ever curious about the movie. If you want a fast and brisk and don't really care about the Cold War themes, go with Godzilla 1985. It's a harder movie to find compared to the original Japanese version. But if you do find it, give it a quick watch. And if you can't find it, just go ahead and watch the Japanese version, which is pretty good. Slower paced, but still pretty solid in its own right. And then my fourth honorable mention is Godzilla Final Wars. This movie is crazy. It is just nonstop monster action. This is the type of movie where people can complain that there's too much monster action. It doesn't give you time to breathe. And, you know, it's fine if you're action buff and you know, and for me, I don't know, I'm grateful that there's some action and special effects in it, but it doesn't really mean anything to me personally. It doesn't have that weight of drama that it needed to make you care about the characters. It's a polarizing movie, but I do appreciate it for some of its merits. It may not be for everyone. But if you're looking for just nonstop action, go with Godzilla Final Wars. And if you want something a little bit more substantial as far as plot and story, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's Godzilla Final Wars, and that came out in 2004. It's still available on Blu-ray and DVD, and you could probably find it on Amazon Prime Video and digital platforms. But those are my four honorable mentions: Destroy All Monsters, Godzilla vs. Biollante, Godzilla Final Wars, and Godzilla 1985, or Return of Godzilla. So there you have it, honorable mentions. So let's go to the main event, and we are going to hit my top 10 recommendations. Sorry, I was flicking my paper. Number 10 on my list is Godzilla 2014. I know a lot of people were not happy with this film, but for me personally, I enjoyed it more than most Godzilla fans. They wanted more action, but really, I mean, if you also count the other monsters besides Godzilla, people were saying, yes, it's only less than 10 minutes of screen time for Godzilla, but they don't ever talk about all of the other monsters' total times, too. And the Mudos, if you add the Mudos' times with Godzilla's screen time, it's about half an hour. So, anyways, what I like about this movie, it hit all of my minimal standards for a good Godzilla movie. You know, the atomic breath was definitely number one. And the special effects were great. I love the cinematography. I mean, the movie is beautifully shot by Gareth Edwards. And you could definitely see some Steven Spielberg influences in the way he sets up the camera. And I love how he just uses the camera at low angles to illustrate the scale and size and how epic it is to be up close and personal with, like, Godzilla or the Mudos. I mean, you feel like you're a small human being watching these huge monsters fight each other in their general appearance. But number 10, it's Godzilla 2014. I put it there because it's important in the history of the franchise, and I think it created more new fans as well, you know, and that's very important. You always want to foster new fans and introduce them to the franchise. And I think Godzilla 2014 did that. Do I wish it had more Godzilla? Kind of, yeah. But, you know, I liked it for what it is. And I still rewatch it time to time, you know, when given a chance. Number 9, it is Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2. and this is from 1993. This story has pretty good action. This is from the Heisei era, and this came out in the early 90s, and Toho decided to bring back Mechagodzilla, and the action in it is great. They almost killed Godzilla in this film, and how they do it, you'll have to watch it. The human story is pretty solid as well. You follow a young scientist / pilot, and he's a pretty likable character, and another scientist that accidentally discovers a baby Godzilla, and besides, you know, Godzilla, there's baby Godzilla, and then there's Rodan. He also makes an appearance in this movie, and of course the second Mechagodzilla that's in it. It's a lot of explosions. There's some pretty good fight scenes between Godzilla and Rodan, or Rodan versus Mechagodzilla, and the final battle is certainly a lot of special effects and pyrotechnics. Anyway, it's a good balance of story and great action. That's number 9 on my recommendation. Next, number 8, Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah. This movie came out in December 14th, 1991. This is also a Heisei era Godzilla movie. It's a very crazy Godzilla movie. It's a time travel tale. It talks about the origins of Godzilla, and as well as introducing the King Ghidorah of the Heisei series. And, great action, fun story. The time travel, they break a lot of rules to time travel in this, but that's all right. I mean, it's a Godzilla movie. Time travel isn't exactly its strong suit anyways, but the monster action in this movie is pretty solid. The second version of King Ghidorah is also pretty cool. And the surprise appearance of him towards the end is definitely worth the watch as well. I don't want to give any more about this movie. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to number 7, Godzilla vs. Destoroyah. And this is the final film of the Heisei series. Came out in December 9th, 1995. And this is definitely one of the sadder, darker Godzilla entries. The monsters that make an appearance in this is Godzilla Jr., Godzilla himself, who's burning Godzilla. He's in a state of meltdown, and Godzilla is, he's just burning, literally. Steam is coming off of him, and this movie, its main antagonist is Destoroyah, and he's a monster that originated from the Oxygen Destroyer, a weapon that killed the first Godzilla. And it's kind of poetic to have a monster that comes from the Oxygen Destroyer to try to kill Godzilla and Godzilla Jr. One of the best endings to a movie as well. And, Godzilla vs. Destoroyah was also famous for having the death of Godzilla at the end. So, ooh, big spoiler. But everyone knows about that, But great, great story. Kind of a very sad story. And a very good ending to the Heisei series altogether. And that's my number 7th pick. So, on to number 6. This movie's from the Showa era. This is Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, or Ghidra, the three-headed monster. This movie came out in December 20th, 1964. This movie is one of my favorites of all time. It has some great monsters, monster actions, good fight between Rodan and Godzilla, and then Mothra makes an appearance in this as well as a larva. And, of course, this movie's famous for introducing Godzilla's main antagonist, which is Ghidorah, the three-headed dragon. And, all three of the Earth monsters have to team up and fight against Ghidorah, the space dragon. And it's a very fun battle to watch between all the monsters teaming up and then trying to fight the three-headed dragon. And the story, the human story is okay, serviceable, but really, I mean, you're just watching this for the monster action. And, I mean, it's historically important, too. So, Ghidra, the three-headed monster, if you ever have a chance to see it, do it. Jump on it. Hopefully you won't be disappointed. But that's why it's number six. And then we're hitting the cream of the crop as far as personal favorites. We're going to hit my top five favorite Godzilla movies. And sitting at number five is Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, released in March 21st, 1974. This movie introduces the first version of Mechagodzilla. And this is a fast-paced, has great music. The action is fun. The monsters that make an appearance in this one is Godzilla, of course, Mechagodzilla, King Caesar, and Anguirus. Very catchy soundtrack too. I don't know if, I'll probably show it at the end of the episode, but anyhow, this movie's very bombastic. It doesn't let up for a minute. The minute you start playing this movie, the music just catches your attention. And it's not done by, the music isn't composed by Akira Ifukube, but it was composed by Masaru Sato, and you'll see why. I'll probably play the music, this music from the movie at the end, but a lot of action, a lot of explosions. Godzilla gets really bloody in this movie. So, you know, if you have young kids, you don't want to expose them to so much blood. Just cover their eyes. It only lasts for about a minute or two. But if you ever have a chance to find this movie, it's kind of hard to get. I think it's only available digitally through Stars and maybe through Amazon. I managed to get my hands on the DVD copy, and it was worth the hunt for it. But definitely... a movie that will that never gets boring, and there's some interesting little twists and turns here and there. But yeah, there's a reason why this movie's in my top five favorite of all time. So moving on to number five to number four to a more modern Godzilla movie. This movie came out in July 29th, 2016. This is called Shin Godzilla. This is directed by Hideaki Anno. This movie at first when it came out was very polarizing, but 2 years or 3 years later, I think a lot of people who hated the movie at first have turned around and actually started liking it more. It's one of those movies that you may not understand at first, but the more times you watch this movie, the more you understand what the aim of the movie is about. And that's why it's such a great movie. It's so deep and it has so much subtext and layers of nuance. I generally watch this movie dubbed. The movie was dubbed by Funimation, and they, to me, in my opinion, are the best English dub company around. I mean, these guys have a pedigree as far as English translations of Japanese properties, especially anime. I mean, you know, a lot of the actors in this movie have thousands of hours of dubbing under their belt, and you'll see why when you watch the dub. The reason why I recommend the dub over the Japanese is because, I mean, this movie is a political satire, and watching the Japanese version can be a bit exhausting because not only do you have to read the subtitles for the characters' dialogue, but you kind of also have to watch some of the other minor subtitles that addresses the title of the character, the name of the character, the locations, you know, or time and place. And it throws a lot of information on the screen, and it can be very, very distracting. And that's why I recommend going with a dub version of this movie. It lets you focus on the story at hand, and it also lets you watch a lot of the action that you won't be missing if you're if you're reading the subtitles. But if you've never watched this movie before, I highly recommend you watching it in the English dub or whatever language is available in for you that you're comfortable in listening to. And also, there's so many cast of characters in this movie. People mistake this movie for having no strong character. But really, the key to really appreciating this movie is the fact that you don't treat the cast of characters as separate entities, but really the main character of this movie is the Japanese government, and it's basically the government versus itself, well, versus the disaster that is Godzilla. And the design of Godzilla is pretty horrific looking as well, very disturbing, grotesque, but in a way that that's not, that doesn't give the franchise a disservice. It actually gave Godzilla an extra, dimension, to his origins. And the action in this movie is just visually stunning. It's unforgettable. And I highly recommend this movie over all else. Not all else, but it's just a fantastic Godzilla movie all around. Great music, too. And you can probably hear it playing in the background right now. Great timing. So, anyhow, that's Shin Godzilla. That's number 4. Number 3, it's Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, Giant Monsters All-Out Attack, or better known as GMK among Godzilla fans. This movie came out in 2001 during the Millennium Era. And as I look through my list, I think this is the only movie from the Millennium Era that's in my top 10. It's actually in my top 3. But this movie portrays a very evil Godzilla. And this is a fantasy movie rather than a science fiction movie. And it's basically about this evil Godzilla that's possessed by the victims of World War II that lost their lives in the conflict against Japan. And this Godzilla is on a rampage, and it's angry because the current Japanese population forgot about its past, and it's losing its way. So this Godzilla is exacting vengeance on the modern day Japan for forgetting the past and not respecting it. And this Godzilla movie has a good set of human characters that you can relate to. One's about a plucky reporter from a satire news site who wants to make her career more legitimate, and she does so by trying to film all of the, or document all of the appearances of Godzilla's attack on Japan. And the three monsters that are trying to defend Japan against the evil Godzilla is Mothra and Baragon, and kind of a twist on the character, but King Ghidorah. And King Ghidorah usually plays a villain, and this is the first and only time that King Ghidorah plays a hero. And these three monsters are the guardians of Japan. They're trying to stop the rampage of this supernatural, evil, demonic Godzilla. If you ever have a chance, I highly recommend you, give this one a time to view this movie. And I hope you enjoy it. And it's in my top 3. I don't think it'll fail you. I hope it won't fail you, but I know it won't fail you. It's a great movie. So number two on my list is Godzilla, the original Godzilla from November 3rd, 1954. This is the OG, the one that started it all. And this Godzilla movie is very somber, very haunting, very serious. Probably the most serious Godzilla movie that has come out. The other one, probably Shin Godzilla, could almost reach that level of seriousness. This movie's in black and white. I have to let you all know ahead of time if you don't mind watching black and white. The photography, though, they really take advantage of the contrast and the lighting and the shadows. Godzilla looks very, very ominous when he's attacking Tokyo. And I think the black and white photography helps enhance that sense of dread whenever he attacks a city. He's not portrayed really evil. He's more portrayed as a natural disaster in the film, but a natural disaster created by nature as a result from nuclear tests in the Pacific. A very strong anti-war, anti-nuclear message underneath all of the monster action. I highly recommend you watch the original Japanese version to get, you know, to really appreciate the message it's trying to get across. But if you ever come across a copy, I do think that there are some Criterion copies still available to buy from Amazon. And it might be available digitally. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, that's number two, Godzilla from 1954. And very highly recommended. So let's on. It's time for number one. My number one most recommended Godzilla movie. And it's a bit biased. But this is Mothra vs. Godzilla, April 29th, 1964. This is a movie that's near and dear to my heart. This movie came out when way before I was born, but I highly recommend it. This is the first ever Godzilla movie I've ever watched. And, you can judge from the title, this is Mothra versus Godzilla. And you're kind of scratching your head, okay, well, how's a giant moth going to fight a radioactive lizard? And that's part of the fun. Not only had this movie has some great monster versus monster action, it also has a great human story and has a nice little critique on human greed. And, you know, it's just a nice, very good fantasy science fiction movie. Great action, great score. I don't know what it is about some of my favorite Godzilla movies, and they mostly feature an evil Godzilla or an antagonist Godzilla. But this Godzilla also is one of my favorite designs of the suit as well. He looks very menacing with his pronounced brows, and you know, it's just something about this Godzilla that is very endearing to me. And yeah, Mothra vs. Godzilla from 1964 is my number one favorite, highly recommended Godzilla movie from the Showa era. And it's readily available on some digital platforms, and I think you can still get the DVD version of this. Going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to name one more honorable mention, and I think it's King Kong vs. Godzilla from 1962. It's a goofy, fun movie. If you can manage to get your hands on the Japanese version, try to, you know, give it a look. It's basically a TV rating, TV or pharmaceutical company that's trying to, you know, put its presence out there, and then they figured they might try to get Kong to help out. And it's a crazy story, but King Kong versus Godzilla, you know, I highly recommend that as well. It's an honorable mention. But yeah, let me go through an overview of my top 10. Number 10, Godzilla from 2014. Number 9, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla from 1993. Number 8, Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah from 1991. Number 7, Godzilla vs. Destoroyah from 1995. 6, Ghidorah, the three-headed monster from 1964. And then the top five favorite Godzilla movies, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla from 74. Number four, Shin Godzilla from July 29th, 2016. Number three, GMK, Giant Monsters All Out Attack from December 2001. And number two, Godzilla, the original Godzilla movie. And my number one recommended movie is Mothra versus Godzilla. So there you have it. I hope you enjoy this two-part special. Look forward to my review of Godzilla King of the Monsters on the main Rebel Radio podcast. And I hope this list is helpful for your viewing if you're ever curious about digging deeper into the Godzilla franchise. And these 10 movies are my personal favorites. And it may not reflect what you feel is a favorite Godzilla movie, but I hope these 10 are a good starting point for you. And again, you don't have to watch it in this order. You can just watch it in any order if you want. But the one movie that you must see for sure out of all of this is the original Godzilla movie. If there's one Godzilla movie you have to watch out of this whole list, it's Godzilla from 1954. And yeah, I don't really have much more else to say. Introduce this to your kids. Most of these movies are family friendly. Start them young. That's what I say. Start your kids young. Get them into this wonderful, whimsical, destructive franchise. And yeah, that's all I have left to say. And I'm going to sign off with this bit from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Fare thee well. Have fun. Enjoy Godzilla King of the Monsters. You can follow me at LT Prima. And please leave a review on Rebel Radio Podcast on iTunes. Not Rebel Force Radio, but Rebel Radio Podcast. And yeah, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Rebel Radio Pod. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, okay, that was a bad Godzilla roar. But anyhow, I'll catch you all later on the main Rebel Radio podcast. See you guys later.